Cambodia is a beautiful country in Southeast Asia, bordered by Thailand, Laos, and Ao Lak, or Vietnam. The country is a fascinating mix of breathtaking scenery, simple cultures and traditions, stunning ancient temples, colonial architecture, genuine friendliness, and more. Cambodia has a magnificent and spiritual past. The glory of the Khmer Empire stretched from eastern Thailand and Laos to south Ao Lak or Vietnam. The temples of Angkor, capital of Cambodia's ancient Khmer Empire, are a perfect fusion of creative ambition and spiritual devotion. Angkor Wat is still the spiritual heart of the country, where people come to pray every day. Because of the spiritual atmosphere that exists in every Cambodian's heart, the country is blessed by God's grace, especially in its time of need. Cambodia has had the great fortune to receive the love of Supreme Master Ching Hai many times since the 1990s. She has provided financial assistance, and association members assisted the Cambodian impoverished war and natural disaster victims. When the country suffered through both a flood and drought season during which crops were destroyed, and the shortage of food was severe, hundreds of thousands of Cambodians were on the fringe of starvation. Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed over 6,000 tons of rice, which was delivered quickly to those affected, in a large-scale project called Raising Center. In the midst of barren and desolate acres of land, Supreme Master Ching Hai and association members constructed a new school, hospital, and Buddhist temple for the Cambodians. Free medical supplies, health examinations, and medical assistance were provided by our association members in the medical field. The royal family of Cambodia, including King Sihanouk Norodom, the Queen, and Princess, have expressed their deepest gratitude towards Supreme Master Ching Hai and have invited her to the palace. At the opening ceremony of the Raising Center, Princess Marie Ranarid expressed her gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai. Over the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has accepted invitations by the earnest truth aspirants to visit their land. We now invite you to listen to an enlightening discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai with our association members entitled The Reincarnations of Shakyamuni Buddha on May 16, 1996 in Cambodia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Do many of you read the story of 1001 Arabian Nights? Yes? Some of you have, huh? Yes. You remember the witch in the stories, whenever she wants to create something, she just use some kind of powder, maybe bread flour, you know, wheat flour or something. And then she just sprinkle it on the floor, like a river-like shape. And then she said, hula, hula, hoop. And then it became a river. And then she washed her hand in there, huh? And then she used the water to cook some concoction and to make trouble for people. Or to cast a spell upon a handsome prince or something, make him become a frog, or something more interesting like a mouse, yes. So in this magical land such as Cambodia retreat, huh, you didn't have to even sprinkle the flower, and then the river just appeared like that. Did you see? Yes. And you have an ocean sitting in front of you, the sea. The Supreme Sea, you know, and that even. One day, just before the golden snail died, you know, many of the snail disciples, the silver snail disciples, came around Her Majesty the Golden Snail deathbed, just to praise her, to say goodbye, and to pay the last respect. So many of the silver snail disciples, you know, made a lot of praise. It's just like, wow, we haven't never seen such a beautiful, glorious snail before. Okay. And the other one say, right. And another one make a more glorious statement like, wow, we have never had such a white snail in our life. And I said that the other one said, yes, 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 yes. And another one would say, wow, such a compassionate snails we can never find in this world. And then the other also said, yes, 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 of course, only the supreme golden snail could be so compassionate. And then the other said, wow, you know what? I think our supreme snail is the only one that can get in touch with God in one lifetime and even give us the opportunity to do so. So everybody applaud and clap hands and hurrah and everything. And then the golden snail is supposed to be very agitated and feel kind of restless. So the assistant snail, which is the color between silver and golden, and have two horns, you know, a little bit shorter than the horns of the so-called golden supreme snail. She asked the golden snail with the two longer horns, say, Master, what is it that make you feel so agitated? I feel that you are not very restful. Didn't you hear the praises of your disciples, the snails? Because she knows that the master's golden snail love to hear praises and applaud and clap in hand, thing like that. So the master kept silent for a while, and then the snail kept pressing for the attendant, saying, Master, didn't you hear the praises of your disciple? They say you are compassionate, you are wise, you are intelligent, you are beautiful, you are glorious, you are God-realized, and you are the one and only in the whole world of snails. That's so great. So the master snail saying, how? I have so much humility, they didn't even mention it once. And that's the reason why the master was so agitated. Yeah, that's about it, humility. All right. Okay, I have chosen something for you last night. One day the supreme disciple of the supreme master snail has the God, you know, persistently for masterhood. He keeps saying to God, oh God, look here. You are almighty, and there's nothing you could not do. Just give me a mastership, master degree in spirituality. I have practiced for long years already. I have been a vegetarian diet, you know, for so many years. And I have kept the five precepts. And I have always prayed, you know, I get up at 4:30 in the morning every day. I meditate until 7:30. And then at night, as soon as I come home, I eat, bath, and meditate immediately again. From 9 to 12. And then I go to bed. And then I get up again at 4:30, meditate, blah, blah, blah. And I go to work and then come back and meditate again. And blah, 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 and sleep. And the next morning, get up and meditate again. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes. God said, I'm already tired hearing your diligence. Anyhow, so God said, now what do you want? But I'm sorry, all this is not entitle you to be a master. Not yet. Why don't you keep trying, you know? See, different way. And God wouldn't tell him because it's supposed to be a secret of the universe and you have to find out yourself. So anyhow, the guy was exasperated. After pestering him for many weeks, and God doesn't move. He seems a very unreasonable God as that. So anyhow, one day he keep pressing God again to give him at least a probation of masterhood. 6 months on probation. Yeah, because every time on earth if you take any job, you have to have a probation, no? At least 6 months, 3 months, huh? And then both parties would understand whether that person is suitable or not. But God said, oh, no, I have something better for you. Why don't you just announce to the world that I have given you masterhood, but you just refused? That is more noble, huh? God is clever. He doesn't want to hurt a man, but then he gives him something even better. There was another master when she was born as a golden snail. And she was sitting there with the disciples one day, together with the silver snails and copper snails, metal snails, aluminium snails. There are various kinds of snails according to their inner development. They were talking in the middle of lunch. She had them over for lunch. And suddenly, there was an earthquake. Very, very, very strong. 9.9, you know. So all the snails were running as fast as the snail could. Here and there, up and down, in and out, you know. They just bump onto the table and bump into the glasses, door and everything. It's all very chaotic. And the house of the snails was shaking like this, and all their horns were kind of twisting together. And it was very chaotic. And the earthquake lasted about 3 minutes in these circumstances. And so after the earthquake was finished, everybody went back to their seats and, you know, thanks God, that is over. And the Supreme Master Snail was sitting there with her horn up. They don't have noses, mind you, the snail. They don't have noses, they just have horns. So she just stick her two horns up, very long horns. Long and fat horn, stick them in the sky. Quiet for a while until the disciple couldn't bear it no longer. And asked the master, what is it? Because they know every time if the master stick her golden horns up like that, she's about to make a very grand statement or some big lecture or something like that, and how to become Buddha in 1 second, a thing like that. So they were very... very, very, you know, nervous and expecting. But the master just keeps sticking the horns up and don't say anything. So finally the half golden and half silver attendant, you know, said, please, be compassionate, O master, and tell us what is the great things that you have in your mind now. Don't hesitate longer, for all sentient beings are thirsty for the truth. Yes. So the master slowly descended her horn to an ordinary level of consciousness so that all the disciples can understand. Because even her horn is too high, I don't think the ordinary sentient snails could ever catch up. So now she lowered her horn up to here, like this. And she said, did you see I was very calm during the earthquake? So all the snails said, oh yes, master, oh yes. And then the master continued further. After a pause, so that people feel more appreciative, did you see that I didn't run here and there like all of you fool? And then all the disciples, of course, and all their horns clapped together, you know, in unison to praise the master. And now the master snail say, did you see that I calmly sat here, sipping tea while you were running here and there like that? And the disciples say, yes, we saw you calmly sitting here drinking, but there was a soya sauce that you drink. Not the tea. Sorry, wrong cup. Our master was so calm. Couldn't notice the difference. You got it, huh? So this is called the master ego. There are disciples' ego and master's ego. So when you reach masterhood, you probably reward it with a master ego, all right? There was an old man about 85 years old in a very robust health. And the newspapers and television came on his birthday to interview him about the secret of long life. So he said, oh, no problem. I just walk about 5 miles a day every day. And then I do some bicycling and swimming whenever I like. But walking is a basic routine in my life. I make myself a point to walk 5 miles a day, every morning. Mm. But one of the journalists was very skeptical, saying, my father, he walks also 5 miles every day, but he died at 50. So the old say, now then, he didn't do it long enough, that's why. Got it? Okay. He should have done it until 85, then he lives long, right?
We thank you for your presence on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in next Monday for part 2 of The Reincarnations of Shakyamuni Buddha. Up next is Animal World or Co-inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May happiness and peace bloom evermore in your hearts.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.